What did Jin want? I know they don't collect souls, but this Jin wants something. Somehow I have to get it to tell me.
You cannot.
Oh?
He will trick you.
Yeah, well, I guess I have to trick it out of him.
Ramchandar, what else can you tell us?
The Jin visits her in her dreams. That is what is weakening her. She is strong in will, but her body has become weakened.
I don't think I'd be very good at deceiving a djinn.
Maybe you can find out what the pact was that she made and offer something to release it, to appease it.
Yeah, if it can be appeased. Damn, this is frustrating.
There are two dreadful enemies of man, Kama and Krodha.
Who?
Kama and Krodha.
Desire and anger.
You must develop complete control over them. They are your inner enemies. If you are defeated by your inner enemies, how can you conquer your external enemies?
Well, you've got me there.
Once you keep these inner enemies under control, the other enemies can be defeated quite easily. So it is taught in the Bhagavad Gita.
Kama and Krodha. Desire and anger. Sound like pretty tough cookies.
Haji?
Well, look, how can I get that djinn to talk to me?
You know where it lives.
Yes. I think I need your lantern again.
I have it waiting. Here.
Well, thanks.
You're going up there again? In the middle of the night?
Yes. I'll see you in the morning.
Djinns are like tricks.
A what?
Tricksters.
Ah.
But a sense of humor can assist.
That I know.
Remember, Kama and Krodha.
Desire and anger. No problem.
Yes, be careful.
Yes, thanks.
Remember.
God, once he starts, he never stops. What?
It is their world you enter. All is Maya.
Illusion. But so is this world.
True.
It's a great help. Oh, it's a nice warm night to go for a stroll on the subcontinent. Good dogs. Well, that one sounds a bit sad. Shape. So dark, silent, waiting. So, here we are. Silent, just like before. Passing through the rooms. And now the djinn room. It's the same as before. Drapes and carpets, pillows, and same dust. Well, I guess I'll just sit and wait. Genie, yoo-hoo, Jack is back. May as well get my laughs in while I can. It's nothing. No billowy cloud forming up in the ceiling. No wisps floating across the carpet. It's nothing. Hey, Jin. Hey. Hey, come on out and play. Carpet from Kashmir. Faded blue, but so deep. Beautiful design. Is there something beneath the carpet? It's rippling. Water. Huh. Shadow. And there's a path. It leads up a hill. Trees. There's that sad dog again. And the palace. Is it the same? Huh. The rooms again. They appear the same. If I wasn't already in here, I'd believe I just came in. And here's the gin room. I'm back. Sitting on the cushions, looking at the carpet. Now I'm standing up. I pick up the lantern, and I'm walking across the carpet. Do I really walk that funny? Oh, I'm walking as though I'm waiting. I'm just walking in circles. Wide, slow circles around the carpet. Now it looks like I'm walking up the hill. I stop. I'm probably listening to that dog. I continue. And I see the palace. I enter through the rooms into the gin room, and I see me sitting on the cushions. Now another me stands up, picks up the lantern, and starts waiting. And both me's are walking around in circles on the carpet. Huh. Interesting shadows. The more me's that keep appearing, the more intricate the shadows become from all my lanterns. Unless I'm mistaken, I'm seeing my life. Layers and layers of shadows. Some sad, some sweet. Some cruel, some funny. Just me and my shadows. Meanwhile, we're filling the palace up with jacks. Can I break this loop? Can I put myself into one of myself and see what that self is seeing? Now, here I am, waiting. Okay, now let's just hop out of me and catch a me about to enter the gin room and see me. Okay, now here I am, and there I am, and the me's see all the other me's. But they're pretending that there's only one me. Now that I've left me, I don't know which me was the observer. The observer must have been also walking in circles on the carpet, but thought he was merely standing back observing. I think I've lost myself in myself. Oh, I have done it this time. No, Jack. Don't get angry. Look at all of those me's, engrossed in the patterns on the carpet, or profoundly interpreting the shadows on the walls. And they're all walking in circles. Doesn't say much for my life, does it? But it is funny. Okay, seriously, gang. How do I get back to the real me? Assuming there was a real me to begin with. Now I'm beginning to wonder. Am I trapped in some metaphysical loop? Well, let's take one of these me's and just walk out of here. Oh, no. All the other me's are following me. God. I just want to be free of me. I want to be you. Yeah, the one who knows, the big me. Meanwhile, all my little selves are following me in circles. Help me. I surrender. Oh, thank God. Yeah, thank God. What a night. Wow. Oh, problem. It looks like I don't have a body. Did that djinn trick me again? Or did I trick myself? No. Cancel. I don't want to get back into that again. Well, you got me again. Oh, the sun's coming up. I don't need this lantern. Now, wait a second. Who's holding the lantern? And who blew it out? Me? So I do have a body. I just can't see it. I can feel myself walking and breathing, smiling. I feel great. My life is good. Only thing is, I have no body. Well, someone is hungry, and someone wants a cup of coffee. There's got to be some in here somewhere. Instant coffee. Yeah. Freeze-dried? Don't kid me. Oh, no coffee. Shoot. Okay, tea it is. Oh, I see there's a fresh pot out on the old patio.
Good morning.
Good morning, Auntie. Have you seen Jack?
No, I haven't seen him this morning.
Me neither.
Ramchandar, please bring the biscuits.
Hey, don't sit here. Hey, that's me that's me you're sitting on.
I suppose he spent the night in the palace.
You know, Auntie, he is here to help you.
Oh, he means well, but how could he possibly help?
You could help by getting off me.
I believe in him, Auntie.
I wish Kamala was the one sitting on me. Oh, well, I didn't mean it. Oh, forget it.
I haven't been able to sleep. My dreams are so oppressive.
I know.
They're so real. I have to pinch myself to see if I'm awake.
Well, let's see if you are awake.
Ow!
Auntie?
Mr. Flanders, why are you sitting in my chair? Did you sneak in behind my back?
Jack, you look so...
Yes?
You're glowing, Jack.
You haven't shaved. You look as though you've partied all night.
Well, lots of parts of me partied.
I'm not so amused by your humor. I do not consider pinching an old woman in any way proper.
I'm sorry.
Had we met when I was young.
Auntie?
Oh, never mind. Ramchandra, breakfast for Mr. Flanders. He looks famished. Are you famished?
That's me, yes.
For someone who appears so unsavory, you certainly are spunky this morning.
Good morning, Mr. Flanders.
Oh, good morning, Ramchandra.
Did you have a nice night?
Nice? Well, let's say... lively.
Ah.
Ramchandar, don't stand there. Serve Mr. Flanders his breakfast.
Ji ha, ma'am sahab.
You seem to be feeling better this morning, Auntie.
Indeed, I am. Mr. Flanders, you'll have to excuse me. As long as I have this energy, there are things I must attend to. Don't get up.
What happened last night?
Actually, I'm starved. You know, it's funny, I feel like I'm not just eating for one today.
Jack. She's much better this morning. Did you do anything?
Did I? Oh, boy.
So you were actually invisible?
Well, as far as I could see.
But how did you reappear?
Well, when your aunt raised up from the chair to reach for the marmalade, I got this urge to pinch her. And when I did... there I was.
Do you often have that urge, Mr. Flanders?
No, she was such an irresistible target.
And the djinn, he's still in you?
Or me in the djinn.
So what will you do next?
I have the feeling the djinn is as curious about me as I am about it. So tonight, back up the hill.